Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, the first full day of autumn. We'll tell you about some breaking news this morning. A building fire in southeast Wichita. Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered thunder showers and rain in the area. A breeze out of the north-northeast. It is 66 degrees, and we're heading to a high today of 74 here on this Tuesday. KNSS breaking news this morning. Wichita firefighters on the scene at Spirit Aerosystems on the southeast side of town after a building fire. Happened about 4 in the morning. Happened about 4 hours ago. And a spokesperson for Spirit said it was a lightning strike. Lightning struck the exterior of the building, and it caught fire. This was near the Kansas Turnpike Drive and Highway K-15. Fire crews got there quickly. There were also some fire crews from McConnell Air Force Base that helped out as the building was evacuated. The building has remained closed as of about a half hour ago still. According to Sedgwick County dispatchers, firefighters also requested a response from hazardous materials crews who came to the site. They're assessing whether there was any chemical exposure after that lightning strike at 4 in the morning today at Spirit Aerosystems. Wichita police are looking into a shooting late yesterday in northeast Wichita. A person was hospitalized in critical condition after they were shot at an apartment complex after 11:30 last night, 21st and Rock. Police arrived, found a male victim in his 20s. He had been shot in the ankle. That victim has now undergone surgery and is expected to survive. The victim was reportedly visiting someone he knew at the complex when he was shot in the parking lot. President Trump, alongside top health officials, releasing their findings concerning the root causes of autism, and they say it partially involves Tylenol.
Federal health officials are advising pregnant women against taking acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, unless they have a fever. This follows research from Harvard and Mount Sinai that suggests a possible link between use of the drug in early pregnancy and autism. The company that makes Tylenol maintains more than a decade of rigorous research endorsed by leading medical professionals, says there is no credible evidence linking acetaminophen to autism, and that without Tylenol, quote, women face dangerous choices, suffer through conditions like fever that are potentially harmful to both mom and baby, or use riskier alternatives.
And that's Fox's Rich Edson with that report from the nation's capital. At today's workshop, the Wichita City Council will be discussing three major topics. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Number one, we'll debrief the fireworks season from July, talk about the injuries, what did and did not work for 2025, and have a discussion about how to move forward in 2026. Then we're going to talk about Chapter 3.23, which is about hotels and motels here in Wichita, and about establishing a license.
And Mayor Wu says that third topic will be economic development planning for the future and how to encourage projects. Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS. The state of Kansas has failed to meet a deadline to turn over SNAP users' information requested by the federal government.
This may result in a loss of nearly $10.5 million in funding for the state every 3 months until the USDA receives the data. Kansas leaders in the state legislature, as well as Attorney General Chris Kobach, have admonished Governor Kelly for not complying with the information request. In a statement from the governor's office, officials say they will appeal the decision, which will keep the program operational as the appeals process unfolds. If the funding were to be held back, it would affect the Kansas budget as it pays for administrative costs associated with SNAP. The funds are not part of the aid that is paid to SNAP recipients. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some Wichita restaurants are relieved after the man they say has been coming into establishments and eating and not paying has been caught. The Dine and Dash suspect, James Laham, faces charges of theft and contempt of court, and that he'd recently bonded out on pretty much the same charges. The word about the suspected thief began with a viral post from Connie's Mexico Cafe alerting everyone about a man who left their place without paying his $85 tab. That post helped other restaurants identify the man, who has now been arrested. Eight other restaurants confirmed the suspects identified in the Connie's post also dined and dashed at their locations. Sabor, Latin Bar and Grill in Old Town, Sickie's Burgers and Brews, Quincy's Bar and Grill, Rain Bistro and Lounge, The Kitchen, Walk-On Sports Bistro, and the West Side Emerson Biggins. The businesses say their frustration comes with the fact that the suspect dines and dashes, and then he still continues the thefts after being caught and then released. Using nuclear waste for a positive purpose. And some folks are not welcome at Costco. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as well here on the first full day of autumn. KNSS News Time is 8:07. With Steve and Ted on KNSS. Oklaw, an advanced nuclear technology company, announcing the first Aurora Powerhouse, a compact nuclear reactor using recycled radioactive waste as fuel. This report is from Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Now, according to Oklo, there are roughly 94,000 metric tons of used nuclear fuel stored around the U.S., and the company says this used nuclear fuel has the potential to meet U.S. power needs for 150 years, with the approximate energy equivalent of 1.3 trillion barrels of oil. Once complete, Oklo's Aurora Powerhouse will provide electricity for the Idaho Falls region. It's being touted as an environmentally friendly power solution. Even factoring in construction impacts and spent fuel storage, nuclear energy has a carbon footprint that's comparable to wind energy and sits far below solar. Oklo's CEO says this will be the first commercial nuclear power plant in the U.S. that uses recycled nuclear fuel.
And that's Fox Business Network's Max Gordon with that report. Well, many visitors to New York City like to go on a shopping spree, but diplomats from one country visiting the United Nations are not allowed.
The Trump administration has barred Iranian diplomats based in or visiting New York from shopping at wholesale club stores like Costco and purchasing luxury goods in the U.S. without specific permission from the State Department. An agency spokesman says we will not allow the Iranian regime's clerical elites to have a shopping spree in New York, while the Iranian people endure poverty, crumbling infrastructure, and shortages of water and electricity. Stores like Costco have been a favorite of Iranian diplomats assigned to New York because they can buy large quantities of products not available back home due to economic sanctions. In New York, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's 8:12 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now in traffic, we still have a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg at Oliver. This is really slowing things down, so watch out in the area. Again, eastbound Kellogg at Oliver. We do have the left lane closed. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on the first full day of autumn. Let's check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered showers this morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. East winds go north 10 to 15 and a cooler day with a high of 74. Mostly cloudy this evening, then rain returns after midnight, overnight low 63. Rain on Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Back over to sunshine on Thursday and a high of 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the north-northeast, some scattered thunder showers and rain in the area. It is 66 degrees here on the first full day of autumn on this September 23rd at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Wallet Hub has come out with another one of its lists.
Here's today's
the best cities for vegans and vegetarians.
Vegans and vegetarians, yeah. Got it.
I'm sure you imagine Wichita is near the top of this list. That's not correct. Now they're right, in the middle as usual. Not at the top. The top three, sure. The top four are San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Los Angeles, and number one is Portland, Oregon. Scottsdale, Arizona has the highest share of restaurants serving vegetarian options.
Scottsdale, Arizona?
14 times higher than the bottom, Laredo, Texas.
Wow.
And Scottsdale, Arizona has the highest share of restaurants serving vegan options. 55 times higher than the bottom city, North Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
San Francisco has the most community-supported agriculture programs.
Okay. Yeah.
26 times more than Houston at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And Atlanta has the most salad shops per population. 17 times more than Santa Ana, California with the fewest.
Atlanta.
Most salad shops. Guess you got plenty of options. I guess they did this survey because October 1st, is World Vegetarian Day. And then November 1st is World Vegan Day.
Okay.
Wallet Hub says about 18 million American adults have a vegetarian or vegan diet.
No.
There you go. Wichita, like it right in the middle on that list of the 100 cities.
I still think that Wallet Hub just doesn't send anybody here.
Well, yeah.
And they just put us in the middle of the list because that's where the least people will notice that they really, you know, are just kind of making it up and didn't bother sending anybody.
Well, as we've mentioned, this is a big weekend in Wichita. You've got the downtown chili cook-off on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's huge. And then the next day, on Sunday, you've got Open Streets ICT Douglas.
Yep.
From noon to four. That is a free community event. Basically, they block off 3 miles of Douglas from Grove all the way west of Seneca. No motorized traffic. All you can do is walk, bike, skate, socialize for 3 miles. There are 5 activity hubs with live music, family activities, food trucks, street vendors, performers. And so if you want to know more, you can go to the website, openstreetsict.com. And Steve and Ted are planning on being there as well at Open Streets ICT Douglas. This will be a first. Steve and Ted have never attended one of the ICT Open Streets events. But Sunday is the day. Me and Steve will be there on, Steve and I will be there on Sunday. And we'll have a grand old time, I would imagine. And the weather is shaping up to be super nice. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here's your trivia for the day. What is the tallest U.S. state capitol building?
The tallest state capitol building. I have no idea.
It is not
the State House in Topeka?
It is not Topeka.
No, I don't think I'd have guessed that one
it
either.
It is not Phoenix, which is a very little building. It kind of looks like a bank.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of state capitals that do have tall vertical buildings.
Yeah.
Nebraska is the one. That was my guess originally when I saw this question. Nebraska has a very tall building in Lincoln that is the state capital.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen Nebraska, so I wouldn't have guessed it.
The answer is Louisiana.
All right.
Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Both chambers of the state legislature are there, and the Office of the Governor, of course, a 34-story building, 450 feet tall, tallest skyscraper in Baton Rouge, seventh tallest building in Louisiana, tallest capital in the United States.
Okay.
Of course, most capitals in the U.S., or many of them, are kind of like Kansas. They kind of have that,
that Roman dome, styling,
that
yeah.
Capitol dome, and but they're not necessarily tall, but they kind of resemble the U.S. Capitol in some way or another, but not Louisiana and not Nebraska.
Now, I guess the question I would have is, are any of them built in like not that Roman style that that so many government buildings seem to be built to resemble, especially Capitol buildings? I wonder if any of them have a more modern styling, is I guess what I'm getting at.
I mean, Louisiana would be one of them. It was built in 1931, so as far as state capitals go, it's one of the more modern ones. But that's there's your trivia for the day. Your tallest state capital is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It is 8:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, let's see what's going on in sports. And we do have Major League Baseball tonight, as it's the last week of the season for the Kansas City Royals. They are on the West Coast for this last week. First stop is Los Angeles, where they can get a nice option, vegan and vegetarian option, apparently, for your restaurant. The Royals and the Angels. The Angels have pretty much given up. They've lost 9 of their last 10. The Royals and the Angels tonight, live coverage of that game at 8:30 this evening, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals on the season even up with a record of 78-78, 6 games to go. So here's your scenario. The Royals are 6 games behind for a playoff spot with 6 games to go. So, here's the scenario to make the playoffs. The Royals would have to win all 6.
Right.
The Houston Astros will have to lose all 6 of their games.
Ooh.
The Cleveland Guardians will have to lose all 6 of their games.
Wow.
And the Texas Rangers would have to lose at least 5 of their final 6 games.
Okay, this isn't happening.
It does not seem like that the Royals are in the playoffs.
Still have a chance.
But technically, going into tonight, they still have a chance if all those things happen.
The odds are very much not in their favor.
No, it's not. The Royals and the Angels at 8:30 tonight. You can listen to that one over on KFH. Let's go to Monday Night Football last night. The Detroit Lions went on the road in Baltimore, beat the Ravens 38-30 in a high-scoring game. The Lions starting at corner on defensive back, DJ Reed, former Kansas State Wildcat. He had a big fumble recovery in the fourth quarter, got a couple of tackles, and broke up a pass. As the Lions improved 2-1 on the season. And, of course, the Ravens take that home loss, falling to 1-2. And Chiefs fans taking note of that, because that is the next opponent for the Chiefs. As the Baltimore Ravens come to Arrowhead on Sunday afternoon, you can listen to that here on KNSS. Both teams are 1-2. And if someone comes out of that game with a loss, they will fall to 1-3. Ooh. So let's see what happens. Ravens-Chiefs coming up on Sunday. And if you want to know more about the Chiefs, good time to talk about it tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs are coming off their first win of the season. I have some bad news from the NBA to report about one of our favorites, ESPN, reporting that Houston Rockets point guard Fred VanVleet, the former Wichita State Shocker, has torn the ACL in his right knee and could miss the entire NBA season.
Aww.
Fred is the president of the National Basketball Players Association. He's 31 years old, just signed a 2-year, $50 million contract extension. However, he apparently tore up his knee when he was working out with the Rockets in the Bahamas. Ah! Looks like Fred VanVleet's going to miss the entire year for the Rockets. And men's soccer yesterday. Newman got a win on the west side of town, beat Jamestown 4-1. As Newman is men's soccer undefeated in its last 5 games at 3-0-2. That was the non-conference finale for Newman men's soccer. Getting the win column there. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Now featuring the Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza with an Alfredo garlic sauce base. Topped with chicken, bacon, mozzarella, and Cajun seasoning and drizzled in ranch. The Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza is now available in a lunch or full size at WBC. Pizza and beer made here. It is coming up on 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we'll be taking a look at traffic and weather update. And federal immigration agents in California now in danger, says Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, the first full day of autumn. Currently in Wichita, some scattered thundershowers and rain in the area. It is 66 degrees. President Trump among the global leaders addressing the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City as the Security Council meetings get underway.
The high-level general debate begins at the UN meeting of the General Assembly, where member states will discuss topics including wars in Gaza and Ukraine, as well as global economic issues. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Trump will make remarks and will conduct bilateral meetings with the UN Secretary General, as well as leaders of Ukraine, Argentina, and the EU.
The president will also later in the day hold a multilateral meeting with Qatar, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Turkey, Pakistan, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
Later this week, the UN will host a climate summit and talks on artificial intelligence. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris announcing her upcoming book, 107 Days. She's not holding back criticism of her fellow Democrats.
Former VP Kamala Harris reopening old wounds about her failed White House bid. David Axelrod told Politico bluntly, if there's a political strategy here, it's a bad one. And a New York Mag piece headlines, Kamala Harris's book shows she still doesn't understand why she lost. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he was busy doing what the Harris campaign wasn't doing. Now, Harris is doing a network blitz tomorrow, and she says President Trump called her a, quote, tough, smart customer, but he denied that to Peter Ducey yesterday.
That's Fox's Aisha Hasni with that report from Capitol Hill. Sentencing for a former Rhode Island basketball coach.
Aaron Thomas sentenced to a year of probation after he was found not guilty earlier this year to second-degree child molestation and second-degree sexual assault. He was found guilty of the lesser charge of two counts of misdemeanor battery. Prosecutors say the former coach at North Kingstown High School created and implemented a program that allowed him to have unfettered access to young, naked boys for decades. During his testimony, Thomas told the court he likely saw more than 600 students throughout his career, with about 80% of them removing their clothes while Thomas pinched various areas of their bodies to check body fat, including near the groin. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
8:51 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal is coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
During the 4 o'clock hour this morning, a lightning strike caused a building fire at Spirit Aerosystems in southeast Wichita.
Two.
There was a shooting late last night in the parking lot of an apartment complex at 21st and Rock. One victim hospitalized in critical condition.
One.
Former Wichita State basketball star Fred VanVleet of the Houston Rockets tore the ACL in his right knee. He may miss the entire NBA season. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
All right, just taking a look at things out there in traffic. We've got the traffic conditions here in the Wichita area starting to look better as the traffic volumes are thinning out. But we do have a report here from Evergy. They've got right in southeast Wichita, kind of a big area in southeast Wichita. About 2,300 customers without power there. When you're talking about the entire city of Wichita, there's only a couple hundred more listed. So just be prepared. We do have that area of a power outage being reported in southeast Wichita. Big area of power outage reported. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we look at our weather forecast here on the first full day of autumn today, mostly cloudy today, tonight, and tomorrow. A cooler day today to begin fall, high of 74 degrees. Looking at rain overnight, low down to 63. Still rain into tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy. Tomorrow kind of the same as today, high 73. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast, some scattered thunder showers and rain in the area. It is 66 degrees on our way to a high of 74 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now it's time to check in and get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Siminoff. Hello, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Textron Aviation CEO said the company's new career and learning center in East Wichita has reduced turnover rates among new hires as the company addresses a manufacturing workforce shortage. CEO Ron Draper told aviation reporters, including the Business Journal's Jeanette Farhat, that Textron Aviation is hiring about 100 workers a month, a figure that is likely going to remain unchanged for the foreseeable future. The $40 million, 75,000 square foot career and learning center that opened in April was an investment as the company plans to ramp up production while also replacing an aging manufacturing workforce. Draper said new hires that don't have prior training get a longer period of time to become trained and are better prepared for a new full-time role. The developer of one of the newly renovated office buildings downtown is looking for tenants that want to sit directly across.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the Wichita Biomedical Campus, 130,000 square feet of fresh office space is available at Kansas Health Science Center University's building at 230 East Williams. East William and 130 South Market, where the College of Osteopathic Medicine School occupies less than half of the high-rise. The property is one of the few remaining opportunities for space adjacent to the biomedical campus. 8,000 square feet is available on the first floor, with between 7,000 to 32,000 square feet available on the fifth through ninth floors. And airlines are reporting an uptick in business travel late this summer. Alaska Airlines is the latest carrier to report a sharp jump in corporate travel since the second quarter ended June 30th. That comes after United's CEO reported an uptick like a light switch in late July and early August. Delta's president said his company's corporate travel is up as well, saying people are back in the office, the country is open for business, and I think a lot of the hesitation that occurred when tariffs were first introduced is starting to unwind. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Thank you, Kirk, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. A look at the stock market quickly, just opening, mixed. The Dow is up more than 0.5%. The NASDAQ is down by 0.3%. Thanks for joining us today here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We got got Glenn Beck coming up, and then after that, Dana Show and Sean Hannity Show. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7.
Cozy Earth Products.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.